It is Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. The major headline last week was a bit of a stunner when the Department of Homeland Security warned us of a heightened threat, but of domestic terrorism. In the wake of the violence that rocked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, DHS says domestic extremists may be emboldened. And we're going to talk a bit about that this morning with two high-profile activists here in Idaho. Joseph Kibbe is here, vice president on the board of directors of Boise Pride Festival. And Nicola Favor, you know her as a former Idaho State Senator, author, and journalist. She served as an openly gay lawmaker at the Capitol. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, George.
I'm going to ask you to look through the lens of your activism and ask about your reaction to Homeland Security's heightened warning about a homegrown threat.
George, I think for many of us, it was maybe a sense of, well, finally someone is calling it what it is and calling some attention to the fact that this is ongoing, because I think we've all lived with this idea for the last 4 years, to some extent, watching it accelerate.
Joseph?
I would agree with that. I think it's finally nice to get an accurate description of what's going on in not only in Idaho, but in the greater United States. Looking through my own experiences here within Idaho and traveling to Northern Idaho and having some very close and I'm going to say uncomfortable and dangerous run-ins with some of our state lawmakers, I really believe it's time for us to start taking this a step further and labeling it as a domestic terror threat that threatens all of us that either live with inside of Idaho or within the United States.
Well, indeed, these are, sad to say, visceral times as expressions of, well, sometimes just simple displeasure, but then grow to outrage and then grow on more than a few occasions violence. Joseph, what has it been like to walk in your shoes? Some of the things that you just alluded to?
My experiences range from a backcountry church to outside of Notice, Idaho, to a very anti-immigration, very anti-government rally, having gone undercover to take a look at that portion of the community, to running into a lawmaker in the state halls of the Capitol with having to go all the way up to threaten and file a legislative complaint and have a separation order placed between a lawmaker and I. I definitely feel like those experiences have shaped the way that I want to stand for others, that I want to engage members of the community and speak for those who can't themselves. But I'm definitely cautious, and I'll say that I look over my shoulder when I'm in unfamiliar territory.
I know Joe has had people station themselves out front of his house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I know other people who have had, you know, people during these times know where they live. And so when Bundy calls for this neighborhood nationalism and neighbor on neighbor violence, it is incredibly disturbing.
It's real.
And I mean, you know, all through these years, so many activists in this community have faced threats, but the level of it now is, it's just everywhere.
It's a very real threat. Did not come around to that, but Nicole is correct. On the days of the election and leading up to that, I had individuals in front of my home, and I didn't necessarily feel comfortable reaching out to a local police person because I don't know that I'm going to get the kind of response that I want or need to feel safe or protected in my home. So that fear is very real. Having two gentlemen in front of your home that you don't know who they are or what their intentions are, and all of a sudden they're just gone.
So when you
I don't
hear
know coming back,
you, so when you hear a DHS issue, that's a sea change.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It really makes you stand up and become more alert. And again, I feel Idaho's different in the case that we have people that are prepared to act on those actions. I feel they're armed, they're dangerous, and we don't have a real safety check on those individuals yet at this point. We have a patchwork of state and local municipalities and some county municipalities that are feel that they have a handle on these things, but there's no good statewide strong response.
Joseph, do you feel, is it a matter of feeling less fearful when you're in the city of Boise?
In fact, George, I feel less fearful because I have people that I know will come to my aid quicker. Yeah. I'll say that. It doesn't make me feel less or more safe. I just know how to access those resources quickly. And to, again, to come to what Nicole is saying and things that we've stated over and over again, it's the people that live in smaller communities where these things are more prevalent and where you have people that are actively moving up and down your streets. And Nicole, please jump in and add to the dialogue if you want. Those are the folks that I worry about.
You know, in the days leading up to the election, a number of us in the community in Boise and the Treasure Valley, we organized some safety planning. And, you know, we looked at active shooter information. We talked about how to be out of harm's way and not where we might be expected to be, you know, encouraging people who might be at risk of violence. And that's not necessarily me. I'm pretty irrelevant these days. But, you know, some of the activists who were leading some of the really important work that was going on around racial justice, they had safety plans. And it's a sad day when, you know, we have to turn to ourselves for that. And to finally have DHS say something is actually good to hear.
They are Joseph Kibbe and Nicole LeFevre. Be safe, be well, and thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Welcome, George. It was a
pleasure. Thanks, George. Bye.